That's told in a song by Pastor Paul Carrington. I used to love to listen to it as a teenager. It's a story about a father and his son. The little boy loved to go with his daddy everywhere that his daddy went. And one day his daddy had to go into the city, and they lived out in the country, and so he grabbed his son by the hand and they started walking toward the city. But the man noticed that the longer they walked, the shorter the little boy's footsteps got. And so when he saw a tree stump, the man set the little boy on the tree stump, and not knowing how long he would be gone, he gave him a light. And he told him, "You sit there. Don't move now. You hold the light." And the little boy, being obedient to his father, sat there and he held the light. And so we know the story that the sun went down, but the little boy kept holding the light. And it got late in the evening, but he kept right on holding the light. And after a while, the little boy looked and he saw the silhouette of a man coming over the hill, and he knew it was his daddy, even though he was a long ways off. And when he got up to him, the father said, "Thank you for being obedient. Thank you for holding the light. Tell me what happened while I was gone." The little boy said, "Daddy, it rained on me, but I kept holding the light. Some people came by and tried to get me off the stump and told me to put the light down. But I listened to what you said, and I wouldn't move. I stayed here, and I held the light." And a third group came by and they laughed at me, but I kept right on holding the light. That's one of the things that we do in our circle every Saturday morning. We keep holding the light. No matter what the situations and circumstances are, no matter what our challenges are in our individual light, we come together on Saturday morning to lift up the love and the power and the light within each and every one of us. And not only a light that shines within, not only a light that we keep holding for ourselves, but a light that we keep holding for our families and our communities and for the country and for the world. In John 8:12, Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me, whoever keeps holding the light, will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." This was the same light that God saw as good when the world was created, a light that is separate from darkness. This is the same light that God gave the Israelites, who represent thoughts striving for higher consciousness. The Israelites, as they were liberated from Egypt, which is worldly consciousness, it is a guiding light that illuminates our path so that we can travel like they traveled through night and day, through good times and through the appearances of bad times, realizing that we always have within our presence, within our heart, within our divine mind, the light that keeps shining and that never ever goes out. Psalm 36:9 is where the psalmist says, "Your light, we see light." The psalm is saying, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid, beloved?" All I have to do is keep holding the light. We hold the light today for the wonderful love and the presence and the power and the prosperity of God that is everywhere present, that never leaves nor forsakes us. We hold our light today for the joy, for the enthusiasm, for the abundance, and for the absolute good of spirit that is always blessing us, always restoring us, always uplifting us, always reinventing and recreating in, as, and through us. We hold the light today, because as Jesus said, we know that we are the light of the world, that a town built on a hill cannot be hidden. We hold the light today that is the pure power of peace, the pure presence of God through the absolute good and the grace of stillness. We hold our light today, realizing that all light is spirit. It is a light that penetrates all darkness. As the modern day prophet Deepak Chopra says, in meditation and in prayer, we encounter the light and God at the same time. This light that exists in everyone, this light that blesses us, that moves from the bottom of our feet through the top of our heads, this light that pours through every muscle, every fiber, every bone, every aspect of our being, this light that shines everywhere that we go so that we are a living, moving vessel of blessings to each and every person that we meet. We shine our light today and we keep holding it because it uplifts us above the fray. It uplifts us above the worldly things that are going on around us. And where we can't seem to find a way out of no way, let us remember that we hold the power and the presence of the divine kingdom within this wonderful light today. And it is a light that no matter what, no matter who laughs at us, no matter what the appearances seem, no matter if it rains on us, no matter what the situation or the appearances of struggle and strife, it is a light that will never, ever go out. And even when we cannot see our Father in the presence, we lift up the realization that our Father is always here, is always available, is always right in our midst. In the light, there is no need for attachment. There is no need for worry. There is no need for shame. There is no need for blame. There is no need for fear. There is no need for revenge. There is no need for righteous indignation. The war between good and evil is nothing but a play of shadow and light. Deepak Chopra says every enemy is a symbol of your own loveless state, of your own failure to fill those dark spaces with light. Whenever we are tempted to call somebody evil, he said, we have to realize that the negative energy is our own, and then we can move it out of our way. In the kingdom of spirit, in the kingdom of God, in the kingdom of divine mind, in the kingdom of love, in the kingdom of grace, in the kingdom of absolute good, there is no good and evil. There is no duality. There is only one truth, and that truth is love. That truth is light. In John 12:36, Jesus said, believe in the light while you have the light, so you may become children of light. In Ephesians 5:8, Paul says, live as children of light. 1 Peter 2:9 says, you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. 1 John 1:7 says that if we walk in the light, is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus purifies us from all sin. How grateful we are to hold the light in our beloved circle today, to hold the light within ourselves, and to be a full spectrum of the power and presence of the light wherever we go. How wonderful it is to realize that not only are we redeemed in light and saved in light, but we are anointed in light. We are recreated and resurrected in the light of spirit. The miracles that pour from our mouths are the light. The miracles that uplift others in our presence are the light. See that man lifted from his mat at Bethesda, or that woman cured by her issue of blood, or the blind that can now see. They are all illuminated by the light of the kingdom that is everywhere present. We lift up the presence and power of that light no matter where we go today. We will hold that light in our spirit, in our minds, in our bodies, and our souls. We will carry that light into all of our conversations, into our showers, into our workplaces, into our shopping sprees, into our hair salons and nail salons, into our errands, into our vehicles, into everywhere that we step. We will glorify the presence and the power of God's light. Light today, illuminating us until we realize that we are so much more of that light than we could ever be in the flesh. It is a light that is not just around us where we are, but a light that extends far beyond our presence to make sure that that perfect divine harmony, that perfect divine order is blessing and uplifting and prospering and healing and beginning to manifest all of that good that we want to see take place. A light that is blessing and healing and uplifting our loved ones, uplifting those whose presence we are not even aware of, uplifting each and every person in our vicinity, in our family, in our state, in our country, in our world, and beyond this world into the infinite realms of light that bless us and bless us and express through us and allow us to co-create through the divine light that we are. We see this circle filled with light. We carry that light through each second, through each atom, through each cell, through each molecule and situation and circumstance around us. We are blessed to be the light today. We are blessed for your presence, the presence of the divine light that continues to bless us. And so it is, beloved. So let it be, shining our lights today. We love you. We love you. We love you. Amen.
As I let my mind run back, some years ago, the Lord gave me this little story about a father and his son. And this little boy, he loved to go with his daddy everywhere his daddy went. And one day his daddy had to go into the city. They lived out in the country. And he grabbed his little son by the hand and they started walking toward the city. And the old man noticed that the longer he walked, the shorter the little boy's footsteps got. And as they walked along, he saw an old tree stump sitting beside the road. So he sat his little son on the stump, and not knowing how long he was going to be gone, he gave him a light. And he told him, "You sit there, don't move now, and hold the light." And the little boy, being obedient to his father, he sat there and just held the light. The sun went down, but the little boy kept on holding the light. It got late in the evening, but he kept on holding the light. And after a while, the little boy looked and he saw the silhouette of a man coming over the hills, coming toward him, and he knew it was his daddy, but he was a long ways off. And after a while, when he got up to him, the father looked at the little boy and he said, "Son, I thank you for being obedient and sitting here and holding the light. Tell daddy what happened while he was gone." The little boy said, "Daddy, it rained on me, but I held the light." He said, "You know, daddy, some people came by and tried to make me get off the stump and told me to put the light down, but I listened to what you said. I wouldn't move. I just stayed here and held the light." And you know, there was a third group that came by and they laughed at me, but that didn't bother me, daddy. I held the light. When I thought about that, I said, that's like God's children. God has given us a light to hold. And sometimes it's gonna rain on you, but you just stay here and hold the light. Sometimes folks are gonna tell you, "I don't know why you keep running to church. I don't know why you keep serving the Lord. I don't know what you keep praying about," but you just hold the light. Some will even laugh at you when you get happy, but let them laugh if they want. It don't make me no difference. I'm gonna hold the light. I'm holding it not for myself, but I'm holding it for Jesus. And today, this is what you ought to do. You need to just hold it. when the storm come holding. And you are